Shalom, shalom. I tell you, I almost just teared up in a way today because I'm thinking so much about prayer, and the Lord has just been making it known to me that He wants us to have a move of God. He wants us to have an awakening. In fact, we absolutely have to, and that prayer is a prerequisite to it. I don't know if you do my tweets, but I've been tweeting about that, and we're going to on today's noon broadcast, on the noon streamed live, we're going to have a moment. It's going to be a point of contact when we ask God for a spirit of prayer to be given to us individually and on the body of Christ. Then I thought about when I was praying about this week and just kind of, you know, keeping it in my thoughts, I thought, can we do this? Is it biblical? And I thought, number one, of Daniel. He asked for prayer, and then he prayed. And we're going to read that today on the noon prayer. And immediately the Lord said to me, almost every day you pray the prayer in Ephesians chapter 1, God of our Lord Jesus Christ, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation. If we can ask for a spirit of wisdom and revelation, we can ask for a spirit of prayer. And that's going to be something. I'm going to read more about it and talk more about it at 12 noon today, if you can be there, that we're going to ask for ourselves. But ask God to give us a spirit of prayer. I am, of course, absolutely number one. What we have to pray is for our governments. I hear in here the Netherlands and the UK, and of course we have our friends from Canada. My grandson Brandon and his wife are going to be in Saskatchewan very soon. It's good for those California kids to go up there and get a little brave in the cold. And Hibbing, when you signed on, I thought about the winter that we were there. One of the coldest places ever been in my life, Hibbing, Minnesota. There's going to be a cold dip down here where we live, and it's going to, there's going to be a wonderful eclipse, a beautiful eclipse to see Sunday night. It's going to be what they call a blood moon. It'll be a full eclipse, and they also call it a wolf moon eclipse. Now, these are not crazy titles. I went online to the space agencies and those scientific agencies to see about this eclipse. You know, eclipses are determined already. And they're going to be, I mean, you can tell years and years, hundreds of years ahead of time when there's going to be an eclipse. But sometimes they mark things. And I suppose that God, I'm sure that God, who dwells in eternity, Isaiah 57:1, the Holy One sits in eternity. So He could have placed them exactly on the days He wants them and with the pattern of the earth and everything, the day He wants it. Some people are saying things about this eclipse. I don't know. Some people are saying it portends the war in Ezekiel chapter 38. I do know, eclipse aside, I do know what is happening in Israel. We have one of our participants who's just back from there. And I want to read you something that was the headline in the Jerusalem Post today. Israel may need to invade Iran to stop its entrenchment in Syria. That's the headline. And it's based on an assessment by, quote, the INSS, which stands for the Institute for National Security. And I'm going to read it to you just to show you the dire straits that Israel's in right now. This is the item. Israel needs to prepare for the possibility that its battle to keep Iran from entrenching itself militarily in Syria may have to be expanded to Lebanon or to Iran directly, according to an assessment by the Institute for National Security. This is one of the recommendations that appeared in INSS's strategic assessment for Israel that was released and rolled out by the Tel Aviv-based think tank at a ceremony at Beit Hanasi on Wednesday. Quote, Israel maintains a very strong basic deterrent against security challenges that are below the threshold of the war, according to the report. I suppose that would be incursions across the border, some of the rocket fire and things that have happened. At the same time, this is back to the report, most of the fronts facing Israel are very volatile. Syria, Lebanon, and Gaza Strip. In all three, despite the existence of mutual deterrence between the sides, there is a potential for escalation of a broad confrontation and a general war, more than one front at a time. According to the report, the most serious threat facing Israel in 2019 would be an all-out war in the north, which would be called the First Northern War. That would include Iran, Hezbollah, and Syria. Such a confrontation would also likely spill over to the south, and Israel would additionally find itself battling the terrorist organizations from the Gaza Strip. The whole case scenario, according to the report, is a possibility that Israel must be prepared for. As for the threats, there is an inverse relationship between the severity of the threat and its degree. The report read, in terms of severity, it listed the threats in the following order: the Iranian nuclear program, Hezbollah, Iran's activities in the northern arena, and Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Now, we're going to pray about that. But there was another item today. Iran launches satellite into space but fails. The rocket carrying the satellite failed to reach the required speed in the third stage. Iran admitted that it tried to launch a satellite into space, but that the experiment failed, Israeli media reported Tuesday. So I suspect that somebody may have been involved in causing that to fail, but the fact that they would launch a satellite means they would, of course, use it to spy. But right now, we just want to pray for our leaders and pray, first of all, like the Bible says. I'm going to read to you today that passage that we use. I'm going to read it out of the Passion. I don't know if the Passion Bible is a translation or I think it's somewhere between just putting it into modern language and a translation. But here are the words in the Passion Bible. Most of all, I'm writing to encourage you to pray with gratitude to God. Pray for all men with all forms of prayers and requests as you intercede with intense passion. And pray for every political leader and representative, so that we would be able to live tranquil, undisturbed lives as we worship the awe-inspiring God with pure hearts. It is pleasing to our God, Savior God, to pray for them. He longs for everyone to embrace his life and return to the full knowledge of the truth. Now, he translated the word kings as political leaders and the word magistrates as representatives. So he said, pray for every political leader and representative. I just think about that all the time. I wouldn't want to be one. Not right now with today's challenges. And the only answer to them is our Lord. And the only answer for Israel. And as they're coming, think of all these challenges that they're facing that was the INSS brought out. And now they're going to be having an election, a general election, on April 9, there are new parties. Even our friend Ronnie Levy is getting into this. So we've always known that Ronnie, whose father was a great leader in Israel, that Ronnie was most anointed, I think, even though he helps us with Migdal, he's most anointed for governmental affairs. So we're going to pray right now. We're going to lift up our president and our leaders. That's why we have to have a spirit of prayer. So we're going to pray for the United States of America, for Israel. You are on here from Canada. You are on here from the Netherlands. You're on here from the UK. the UK is all involved in Brexit or no Brexit or... Father God, we've got to have your help. And you have told us, just like that Passion Bible says, that most of all, first of all, you want us to lift up the leaders. And that's what we're doing right now. I'm so thrilled, Father, that this call is representative, and you know it. You know, Father, that there's a contingency and a unity of prayer that's coming up to you right now from all across the United States, from Canada, from other nations. Lord, we've had three other nations identify. But when I go and look at that computer-generated report on this, it's going to tell me that there were 5 to 7 nations. Oh, Holy Father, dearest Father, it has to count. It has to count that people got up this morning, that they got up early, and they came to you together in prayer. Holy Father, Ilo Pramasita, we lift up the elections coming in Israel, and we lift up the elections even coming to the United States in 2020. And we lift up the time, Lord. We know, Father, that you live in eternity and see down every spoke of time, past, present, and future. Oh, Holy Father, you saw us praying. You saw us that you anointed us and called us to pray for an awakening. An awakening to God. And so we know you hear our prayers. It is written that if we pray according to your will, you hear us. And we have the request we ask of you. Holy Father, there's going to be a point today in time. And we live in time, and you know we do. That we're going to use, and we pray about it now, to ask you for something. And that's something we're going to ask you for is the spirit of prayer. Oh, Holy Spirit, that's you. You are the spirit of prayer. We're going to ask for a manifestation that would be so deep and so passionate that it would result in another awakening for the United States of America. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you for every awakening you've given us. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Ila brasote li matashka. Endora masande li ta torgo brate li gatashka dende. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Next Wednesday's call, I will be in Fort Worth, Texas, at the Kenneth Copeland Ministers Conference. On Tuesday, I will have spoken. Tuesday morning, I get to speak. Think of it. I get to speak to this congregation of ministers. I'm going to ask you to pray right now for me. Oh, Father. I join in their prayer for me, that I will have your word delivered with your anointing, that you would think through my mind, give me the words to say, and that it would be effectual. And I pray for the other teachers, preachers that are going to speak, that it would be effectual for the body of Christ. That's one thing I'm getting ready to go to. And another is the National Prayer Breakfast, which is in early February. And I know you remember last year that I went and got a lot of favor, got to be up at the front row there, but we're going to be there. And God help us at that National Prayer Breakfast, that it won't just be something you know, God, that's just something men do. But that would be effectual as a nation coming together to pray for this nation and its leaders. Holy Father. Now, I got a telephone call from the lady. She is, her name is Andrea, and she's a Christian. Her father had a ministry in Washington, D.C. She's had a ministry. She's very well placed, very well organized, and recognized. And she was the one responsible that had us praying in the Senate gallery during the Justice Kavanaugh vote. And she called me this past weekend, and she said that the Lord had laid it on her heart to bring together a small group, maybe 20, 25, from different streams, but prayer leaders, and bring them to Washington, D.C. She has, she can open doors, and she can get us some briefings and things like that, but just go into some places where she can get us and quietly pray, and then come back to her place. She has a building right in the middle, a place right in the middle of the government that her father bought years and years ago, and do some effectual prayer there. Now there, I went with her, I went to her, and one of the ones in our group was Dutch Sheets. I don't know if he'd be one of the ones in it this time. I called Pastor Lynn Hammond, and I told her that Andrea had this on her heart to happen, and Lynn said, I already knew it, and I told my husband, I have to go to Washington and pray. So, now, I said this to you to say this. I'm going up for the National Prayer Breakfast early in February. I'll meet with Andrea. We'll be planning the second meeting. The second meeting will be the group that goes. I'm going to tell you when that group goes, and I'm going to have you praying while we're there. Wherever you are, you're going to be joined with us in prayer. I'm going to keep in close contact with you. I said to the Lord, you know, we're making our reservations in the Washington hotel rooms. They're like $500 a night. So I said to the Lord, with the travel, the expense of the airplane, this is going to take a lot of money. I was just driving, and I said that to the Lord. And he said, I've got it. And so, praise the Lord. I thank him for it. But I want you to be praying for us at the KCM meeting. That's Tuesday. Pray about my getting there. We have a weather situation that's occurring. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I'm asking my prayer partners right now on this line to pray with me that the weather does not deter us. And I've already asked you for the anointing and the words. And I know you'll give them to us. And I'm just so thankful for the place that you've given us, dearest Lord Jesus. We got a report from Ronnie Levy on the 19th, on the 15th. And here it is. Shalom. For 13 months, I counted the days until I can finally send you an Ethan. That's Ethan Cerrone, our United States project manager. I counted the days until I can finally send you and Ethan this email. I am happy to report that last Thursday, we have finally entered our Migdal building permit application formally, legally, into the online computer system, committee computer system. We have officially started the process of obtaining our building permit, which we evaluate at a 9 to 12-month process if we add potential delays. Folks, I am asking you, we are not going to have that long 9 to 12-month process. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, with agreement of everyone on this line, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I'm asking you to shorten that process by months. And that would astonish everyone that the computer even could get on God's time. And we, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we do come against any demonic attacks in any way. Bless the Lord. Now, the Migdal plans are now, this is from, officially, this is from Ronnie's email. The Migdal plans are now at the committee's lap, legally accepted for initial review, which they are required by law to respond to within 45 days with any rejects or questions. We are now, quote, like every other plan. They need to approve, and we are good to go. This will open financial planning dialogues. At large, we will need about $250,000 in 4 weeks to fuel all this effort, part of which paying a deposit for city taxes, etc. So, Father, we thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that we have that $250,000. And we thank you, Father, for adding to our building, our program in Migdal Arbel. We need to be on that northern border. We are already there potentially because we own land there. And so in the name above all names, we join in Israel. We join you, Father. We join you. You're the watcher of Israel. You never sleep nor slumber. And in the name of the Lord Jesus, keep that northern border. We're praying from there right now. We're praying right now, Father, because we own that land and you gave it to us. We don't own it. You own it. But you have given us stewardship over it. And from that position, this prayer group right today asks you to guard that northern border. Hallelujah. And to bring us to sit there. We're now there potentially. But bring us to sit there in reality in the very near future. That will amaze everyone. I got from the Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast director, who works directly with the Israeli government, I got an urgent prayer request today from him. We have an urgent prayer request for Daniel, a young man who was given up by the doctors. He was diagnosed by leukemia, and doctors said 2 weeks ago that he has from 2 weeks to 2 months to live. Our organization, Global Aliyah, was instrumental to help the family to repatriate to Israel in 2017. When I spoke with Daniel, I recognized that he has faith to be healed, and he felt that this is the scripture God gave him. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Psalm 118:17. Please join us in prayer for him. He shall not die but live and will declare the works of the Lord. Daniel, they have a picture. They sent me a picture of him. I'll put online in a blog where you can get Daniel's story, a link where you can get Daniel's story. I'll do that today. I don't know if I'll get it done today because I have to prepare for noon prayer, but I will get it done by tomorrow. And you can read Daniel's story, but we don't have to read Daniel's story right now to pray for him. His family made Aliyah. And so he's recently come, 2017, to live in Israel. He looks in the picture to be, I would say, about 14 years old, but it's just a guess. But he's too young to go on, and he wants to live. And Father, from all across the world, we're lifting up Daniel. You know Daniel, and you know his story, and you called his family to come home, and they came. And Father, in the name above every name, we're asking you, he's a man of God. He feels that you've given him this scripture, and so we agree with him that you have given him the scripture. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. And so while we lift up this little boy in Israel, there's a young woman in the United States that I want to lift to you. Her name is Whitney. She's in her late 20s, and she was given 1 week to live several weeks ago. She, too, has declared, and her body has even started to show signs of healing. And God, in the name above every name on this line, are all these prayers. So lift up with me, Whitney. In the name above every name, we stand with Whitney, and we stand with Daniel, and we stand with their faith, and we add our faith to theirs. They shall live and not die, and they shall declare the works of the Lord. They will live and not die. They will live and not die. They will live and not die. We need them. We need the faith of such young people upon this earth. And if we need them, you need them. So we're asking you to keep them here, but not sick. We're asking you to quicken their bodies according to your word. In the name above every name. Oh, Holy Father. Ishtianobra. Let's pray a bit now. And ask the Lord to separate our prayers. We've just lifted up several things, but now we're asking you, Holy Father, to give us the utterance for them in the Spirit. Ilabrostininanye kevrate. Ishuturu shamba papushanye divubalate. Oh, Lord, you know you'll give it to us. You know you have given it to us. And we praise you together for it. We praise you together for it. We praise you together for it. We lift up our voices in praise together for it. We praise you together for it. We praise you together for it. Eshanamaya no nombre te shodavra disgo. Jevrato shando li vaba le toshke. Alivrato, alivrato, alivrato. Henceforth and forevermore. Henceforth and forevermore. Henceforth and forevermore. Kongala digia nosha dibra. Balosita levratonie. Emelatata, emelatata, emelatata. Kofene nehoshita. Kofre mikaladonie, mikara ne, nyano, vreva, yanumi. Ijanyom, mekayan, nyanom. Iliando, ishanyave, enyo. Elehe, evanyo, nikayano. Ishanome, litiano, ho. Nohoninya, nohoninya, nonye. Ivalaya, no kambara. Inye, yano. Inye, yano. Inye, yano. Oh, Holy Jesus, precious Lamb of God, we love you, we worship you, and we want you soon to return. Ishe delivra pasho, for you ended the book by saying that we should say, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Come quickly. Ishato. Kilabasho te te de govra te shetando. Alavre te shetato. Kamalatita de goshata. Come to our noon prayer today. Come with your power. Meet us there. At our point of contact. Meet us there in that hour. Ilibratashka. And we're going to use it as a point of contact, Father. Istiano no nombre kalekatashka tala titor gofrete. Ijede balo tenu na capre. Cachetete de gahajanto roto hoshete. Ilibrasete da karata. It is now. It is now. Kobra Tishka. I ask you, Father. I know we're already blessed with every blessing, every heavenly spiritual blessing. But I'm asking you, Father, for every person on this phone. I'm asking you to make your presence known to them today. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Spirit of the living God. Praise you and thank you both now and evermore. Amen and amen. And to each of you, Shalom Aleichem. The wholeness, the peace that comes from being whole, be upon you. Shalom, shalom.